SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au. In this bulletin, a man accused of opening a Jetstar plane emergency door likely to be charged. Influencer Andrew Tate under house arrest in Romania as new investigations get underway. And in rugby league, Cameron Smith misses out on a Hall of Fame status. With all this morning's latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Charges are likely to be laid against a man who allegedly opened a plane's emergency exit and deployed the slide after its arrival in Melbourne. A spokesperson for Jetstar says the man has been arrested by Australian Federal Police. An AFP spokesperson has confirmed the man was taken into custody for alleged aggressive behaviour and breaching aircraft safety protocols. The Jetstar flight from Sydney had landed at Melbourne's Tullamarine Airport just before the incident. Internet personality Andrew Tate has been placed under house arrest for 30 days as prosecutors investigate allegations of human trafficking and sexual exploitation. A Romanian court has ordered the former professional kickboxer be detained. Mr. Tate and his brother Tristan were among six people detained. He has reacted angrily to the house arrest verdict, calling it a setup.
I've been nice, I've been patient, I've played the game, I've respected the judiciary, I've gone to every appointment on time, but they bust in my house again, and now I've come along saying there's 35 victims. You know all 30 of those girls, 30 of them, have statements in our defense, 30 saying we've done absolutely nothing wrong, two more are the mothers of our children, and two more have never even been to Romania, they've never even been here. They just found random girls we knew in other countries and made them sign pieces of paper.
The Tate brothers' representative, Mateea Petrescu, said they salute the decision and firmly deny all allegations levelled against them. Mr. Tate was already indicted in mid-2023, along with his brother and two Romanian female suspects, for human trafficking, rape and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women, allegations they denied. Mr. Tate, a social media influencer, has gained millions of fans by promoting an ultra-masculine lifestyle that critics say denigrates women. A federal parliamentary hearing is set to examine the connections between Australia's family law system and domestic violence. Community legal services, women's organisations and Aboriginal community groups will front the inquiry today, amid concern the court system is failing to protect women and children. The Uniting Church in Victoria and Tasmania says family law proceedings should serve as an opportunity to hear from victim survivors, uphold the best interests of children, and hold perpetrators to account. Their submission says services like theirs are confronted daily with examples of where the system not only fails to offer protection, but perpetuates further harm. Green Senator Maureen Faraci has criticised the Parliament for what she called its racism, sexism and bigotry in an emotional speech, saying the place has broken her. She also called out Peter Dutton, Penny Wong and Jackie Lambie in the Senate for what she said were racist and untrue comments. This comes amid continued calls from the coalition to ban all visas for Palestinians fleeing the horrors in Gaza. She says the roots of racism and problems within Australia sit in Parliament.
This place has broken me with its racism. This place has broken me with its attacks on Muslims, on Palestinian refugees, on disabled people and on women. The roots of the racism in this country and the problems in this country sit right here in this Parliament. We see Peter Dutton and his outrageous comments. So I am broken. You might break me today, but you know what? I will get up, I will dust myself, and I will be here tomorrow to say exactly the truth that I have been saying for a long time.
And in rugby league, game greats Jonathan Thurston and Benji Marshall believe it's only a matter of time before Cameron Smith will be a rugby league immortal. He missed out when Ron Coote became rugby league's 14th immortal earlier this week. The honour ended a 43-year wait on a night considered now or never for the South Sydney and Eastern Suburbs lock.
I really appreciate everything what rugby league has done for me. I can go back to the days when I used to play junior league and South Juniors, and they were always supportive to us. You know, when I was a kid, I remember they took me to New Zealand. We had a tour to New Zealand as a 12-year-old I was, and they took us over there and we played two or three games over there, and I thought this is games for me, this rugby league's for me, and it has been. I've had a great life, and I put that down to the opportunity I've been given through the playing the game of rugby league.
Another induction is due in 2028, with the Melbourne hooker likely to be a leading contender until he is one day elevated to immortal status. And that's all this morning's latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stewart.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.